Howdy, friend. Welcome to the Memorial Day edition of Homegrown. He is hot and tired and lonely. The wind blows straight out of hell. He misses friends and family, even that hometown feedlot smell. We have freedom for opinions on him being over there. You may not think it's right. Please don't say that you don't care. He works against the forces who find some joy in killing. It may seem narrow-minded. There's a hero and a villain. The heroes are our soldiers, doing what they can to try and make a difference in a world's better plan. From president to private, hold these leaders up in prayer. In a battle with the cowards who ride the beast of terror, let them know that you're behind them in a war that we must win. For we will not claim victory until they come home again. My friend made it home. As he sat down beside me, ahead of high school commencement, I was surprised by the smell of cigarette smoke. I don't recall how many years it's been since we first met. He was a skinny town kid, doing some day work for a rancher friend of mine after school and in the summers. He liked the horses, started a few colts, and wished his grandpa still owned that little place just out of town. Joined the army, go to school, and figure out a way to work with livestock after he had his feet on the ground. His unit was one of the first to go in. The baby was born while he was in the sand, almost a year old when he first got to hold him. Do you know where I might find some young horses? I've got a job lined up riding for a lot down by Red Cloud. I hate to take real good horses to a big lot like that. It's kind of hard on them. My ex sold our horses. The market must be pretty poor in Tennessee. He didn't seem bitter toward her, shrugged his thin frame and said, "I guess I just came home a different person than when I went over. I have 3 more weeks in rehab. It's going pretty good. They let me come home to watch little brother graduate. I better be getting down there. I'll give you a call in a couple weeks if you wouldn't mind keeping your eyes open for some colts." Memorial Day. A day for remembering those who lost their lives in service to our country. For some, this sacrifice happens in an instant. For some, it takes years. As I sit in the gym listening to the high school band, I wonder, how can I help one young man find his?